And thanks for tuning in this evening for another edition of Between the Notes. We are live here in the 88.5 KRFY radio studio, and I'm your host this evening, Susie Prez. You can sit back, relax, and be inspired as you listen to this interview with local duo Daves Are Us, also known as Dave Hussey and Dave Gunter. So welcome, guys.
Why, thank you, Susie.
Thanks, Susie. Great to be here.
Yep. It's a really fun time, and you're going to share ideas, insights, and stories about your personal musical journey and also about your new musical collaboration here. Between the Notes opens an exclusive window into the creative process behind the songs. So welcome again to my guests, Dave and Dave. The Daves. The Daves Are Us.
We have so many names.
Just as long as we don't, you know, get sued by that toy store, we'll be doing fine.
Right. So what we want to talk about a little bit is how in the world did Dave Gunter from Bridges Home and other musical things and Dave Hussey from the whole big wide world come together, and why did you come together to do this new musical project? So just tell us about it a little bit.
Well, I got the cue to go first, so... What about, I was thinking about this a couple of years ago. I was talking to Dave, and he said, you know, I've always wanted to learn that song, Candyman, by Mississippi John Hurt. And I said, I play that song. Well, and that was a bit of a stretch because 20 years ago I played that song, or maybe 30 or something. But so we got together and worked on it, and then we started just kind of, as they say, noodled around and found some other things that were interesting. But it took a long time to actually play a song or find a song to play together. And Dave brought the very first one that I found to be successful. And I'll let him tell you about it because it's a really cool song.
Yeah, we were noodling would be a good description. And I was smitten with Dave's unerring ear for improvisation. He's one of those guys who can pick up an instrument and just keep going and going and going. And I tend to be a lot more structured when it comes to things, as Dave has experienced.
You don't have the ADHD symptoms that I do, so you're...
And so we got together one particular afternoon, and I said, here's a little slack key guitar tune by fellow that Tammy and I met and studied with, a Big Island slack key guitarist named John Cave. And he had a particular tune called Mama's Music Box, which he said reminded him of that little music box on his mom's dresser. You know, the one when you open it up with the mirror, and it's got the little pink plastic ballerina that springs up and the song plays. And we started playing, and Dave listened for a short while, and next thing I know, he was playing this really cool, almost sort of a slowed down rag against this very legato slack key melody, and it worked, surprisingly so. And that's, I guess, if there's a hallmark of what we're doing, it's sort of conflating styles that normally don't seem like they would go together at all.
And so when did this start? When did you bring that song, for, Mama's Music Box, to Dave?
In earnest, probably last summer sometime.
Last summer. I don't remember exactly the date. But so we ended up going to a blues camp in outside of Portland last fall. And we performed it for the 35 or 40 guitar players that were in attendance there, and they seemed to like it. So, and we loved playing it, more importantly.
It was a harrowing experience because the guitarists there, I don't know if you would agree with this assessment, Dave, but I thought that in the main, the guitarists there were really fine musicians, and most of them finger-style instrumentalists. So to sit down in front of them felt like being, you know, in front of a star chamber of guitar players, and they all had that They're really nice folks, but guitarists are like gunslingers, and they have a tendency to look at each other like, show me what you got.
Mm-hmm. And bring out their best. So what was this, a camp, a guitar camp? Or
it was a music camp, and I had heard about it and thought, you know, who could I, first of all, the criteria for me were, who could I stand to bunk with for 4 straight days?
No, the Daves went to camp.
The Daves went to camp.
Okay.
Yep. And then it was mostly finger style blues. There was some slide guitar and some other styles, but we, each morning we would go out down to breakfast and then sort of go our separate ways and go to different instructors. And, it was a lot of fun.
And then at night, of course, jamming till the wee hours.
Oh my Lord.
Oh yeah. Some songs that you'll never want to hear again. I promise you. but others that were great too, but you know, it was just a very much a hodgepodge of musical styles.
Yeah, when you're laying in bed at 3 in the morning and someone is singing Cracklin' Rosie at the top of their lungs, you have an almost homicidal response.
Well, I've been to bluegrass camps and all you hear is the bass. Like at 6 in the morning, you can still hear the bass playing somewhere off in the woods somewhere. But so that's cool. You got together and you said, hey, this is fun. And then you started working it out.
That's really what it was. You know, Bridges Home obviously is what I do with my lovely lady, Tamara.
That's
and,
right.
And son Paul now has joined us. And that's become almost exclusively original music. And we do a lot of theater shows and festivals, especially in the summertime. And Bridges Home feels like engineering. It feels like building things. You know, it's structured. We're doing original music and the presentation is just so. And,
it's entertainment. It's a product that you're making that's entertainment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And this duo with Dave is, you know, we're not out to prove anything or accomplish anything. It's more ephemeral. It feels like sidewalk chalk drawing.
You know, it gets 3D.
Yes, right. Gets washed away periodically, and then we look at each other and go, "How does that go?" And we come up with a new version.
Well, that's really cool. I mean, that's what we call collaboration without any end result, just for fun. And a lot of people call that musical projects, you know, an offside project from your main one, Bridges Home. I think it would be really great right now to do a song just so that our listeners can get a sense. I want to remind them this is Between the Notes here at 88.5 KRFY. And then go from there. I'm talking with Dave Gunter, Dave Hussey, the musical collaborative project called Daves Are Us, at least for now. And tell us a little bit about the song, if there's anything to say. Otherwise, just let's hear it.
Yeah, this was the aforementioned Mama's Music Box composed by John Cave. And I'm playing in a slack key tuning that's known as...
Tarot patch,
thank you. Open G to other folks. And
I'm in standard tuning because it seems it creates some unexpected harmonies and sometimes dissonance, but that's unintentional.
Thank you.
Well, that was stunning. That was a interpretation of Mama's Music Box, a slack key. I could hear the slack key in there. But you know what I just came up with was the interpretive power of collaboration. Two different people coming and looking at a song together and then just making it be what that was. Because I'm sure whoever wrote that song, you said the name earlier.
John Cayave.
John Cayave would be surprised. It's very different than his original.
Yeah, I think it would. And I tip my hat to Dave for that. It's a really innovative guitar part he put to that. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like it, too.
I just call it playing along.
They just played along.
But it's been really fun. There's something sometimes about hearing things when they go right, like that song, when it does. It feels like there's something very special about it. So really
it really felt good. It was beautiful. It had resonance to it. I think next time when you play next, Dave, I want your microphone just to be a little bit closer to your...
Which Dave?
Okay, that brings up another question. How are you guys doing with the Daves? Dave, who does what, Dave?
We both know who we are.
Well, that's good when you're together. But when the host says, Dave, could you do this? I'll say Dave Hussey.
We're still working that out.
That's to be determined still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot of fun to that. We want to talk a little bit more about this collaboration. As you said, you took a song, that song in particular, to start out, and Dave Hussey just found how to kind of weave himself into that song, and it really transformed it, and it became something you guys wanted to share with people at the camp and now here at 88.5 KRFY. So how did it go after that? How did you continue that? Just practicing and finding songs and bringing songs? Because I know, Dave Hussey, you've written a lot of songs that are finger style. You're kind of an expert in that field. What are you doing, some of your originals and then collaborating on those?
Well, I think we both take our own original ideas. And then once we bring them together, it's been really fun with a couple of these pieces that I would say partially written until I've introduced them to Dave, and he will say, well, how about this? How about adding another measure of this, or how about this? And it's not like you got to do it this way or you can't do it that way. It's just let's try something and see how it feels. And the next number we're going to do is an example of that, that it just was elaborated on between the two of us so that we could both be comfortable playing it, and I think that's the kind of the key.
Well, I was enamored with the tune before I heard it because it's called Charlie's Packard, and one that Dave wrote. And you played this for Charlie, didn't you?
I've played it for Charlie at least once, maybe a couple times. Once at his home, and then another time. I'm sorry, as we're talking, I'm working on my wardrobe. We brought our tuxes tonight, and mine just isn't fitting properly. So I don't know about you, Susie.
Yeah, take off
I
the
think
tux.
A tux is a little overdone for Sandpoint anyway. One day I was sitting around, just as we called it earlier, noodling, and I was playing something on my guitar, and I started thinking about our friend Charlie Packard started to evolve into something only in terms of thinking of a coloration of sound that in my mind fit with who I think that Charlie is. So at any rate, that's it.
So what I'm getting from Dave Gunter is that you, Dave Hussey, brought a song that wasn't completely complete. It was starting to have a life of its own and coming about, but it still wasn't like a standard of yours. And together you brought it alive in a different way, maybe.
In a different way. And and Charlie was so sweet when I played it for him, and it was a fairly incomplete idea, musical idea, but he said, yeah, I can hear the lyrics weaving through the melody, and I really like it. So I think he was just being nice to me, but at the same time, it was a nice thing for him to say.
Yeah, I love the way Dave put that, the coloration of sound. And when we're casting about for an arrangement, which never is a codified arrangement, it also, it's kind of just comes together. But I think we're both hearing different tonalities and experimenting with things. In this case, we tried two guitars, we tried mandolin and guitar, and ended up with clawhammer banjo and guitar, which kind of fits the whole Charlie old time, you know, back to the roots aesthetic pretty well.
So we'd like to think so.
Yeah, I'm still real intrigued by the collaborative efforts, the collaborative interpretation that you bring together that would only happen if Dave Hussey, you brought your song and you allowed it to happen. Because sometimes when songwriters, musicians create a song, it's theirs. And they don't, they have a beginning and an end and they have it complete. But in this case, this group, and it's not always easy to find someone that you can actually allow to kind of come in and color your song as you say it. Have you been able to do that quite easily together?
Well, if we're both liberal enough to accept other people's ideas, I think, you know, each other's ideas in this case, I think it works beautifully. It's when you start getting, it's like writers who become attached to their words and write 4,000 pages on a 400-page novel and have to cut somewhere. And it's kind of true with music, too, is that it, you can put way too much into it and it kind of takes the beauty out of some of the music, I think.
Mm-hmm. And Dave might be a tad bit humble when he was saying he brought in a partially realized tune. To me, it seemed like all the flesh was on the bones. My entire input, besides a little banjo part, was to say, let's have one more measure of E minor at the end of each phrase. But that said, I still expect royalty checks should anything great ever happen.
For that extra be pouring E minor. I just want to remind our listeners, we are live in the studio, so as they begin to play, we may be moving microphones around a little bit to get it just right. It's kind of an experiment, an experience of live music in the KRFY studios here on Between the Notes. And this is Dave Hussey and Dave Gunter, a song called Charlie's Packard.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to surprise the other Dave with playing a different solo.
Gosh, that never happens. That's I'll scoot the mic back up. One of the really fun things for me, Dave has a talent that I've always wished I had. I don't, and that is the ability to revisit formerly played material and constantly refresh it with great new ideas. I'm more of the school of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Land on something good, chisel it out, and hang on to it. And so while it sometimes keeps me a little wide-eyed, it always keeps me enthralled.
Well said. So here we are, Charlie's Packard. Thank you. Well, the sound was perfect. That was delightful. Just a sweet little thing, like a ditty. Is that what you called it?
I think that it would be a ditty. Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah, that was sweet. I could imagine Charlie would hear words with that.
Well, Charlie is such a gifted songwriter, but especially as a lyricist. I mean, I think you could give Charlie anything, and he could turn it into a masterful set of lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, his 2,000-some songs that he's written, or more, maybe. Yeah, it's amazing.
That is amazing. Well, that was really sweet. That was called Charlie's Packard, and we're here talking on Between the Notes with Dave Hussey and Dave Gunter about their new musical collaboration called
Dave's Are Us.
Dave's Are Us.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not one good Dave deserves another.
Okay, well, that can be another choice.
This week it's Dave's Are Us.
This week's it. So, speaking of the future, what do you think you will be doing with this besides coming to the KRFY studios whenever you want?
We're going to just hang out here and play, I think.
Okay.
But do we have any gigs?
I don't think that there's a plan afoot in terms of a global takeover or anything. We played at the Gardenia Center. That was huge.
We had three songs there. So
that's right.
And we brought at least six tonight. So, you know.
Well, how fortunate are we? Then really this is the launch of Dave's Are Us or Have a Good Dave's.
I like that one too.
Make America Dave Again.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
We've been going
here
through
we go.
Them all.
I'm sure.
Right. We got a million of them. But yeah, there was one overarching goal. I do recall that when we were playing, we said, well, what would we ever do this for besides, you know, our own amazement? And we'd at some point like to have enough songs to play half an hour at some women's luncheon where we are completely ignored and we're over in the corner playing for half an hour.
Just having fun.
For free, having fun.
And well, then, you know, what's really cool is here at KRFY tonight, our listeners, and it is podcast, so you can always go on our website later and listen to it. We're hearing what you guys are doing and having fun doing when you're practicing. And two great musicians in our community, no one else is maybe ever going to hear you. Well, hopefully. Someday, maybe that women's luncheon.
Yeah. We'll get our big break.
I'll become your agent, and I'll find you shows to do that are just perfect.
Those free shows. It should be easy.
Mm-hmm. I could imagine bringing this to students at a school somewhere because it really shows the instruments really are cool. I loved hearing that banjo. And by the way, the volume and the balance was just perfect, how you were right then.
Okay, we'll do that again.
Okay.
That same song?
No,
same balance.
Is this how your practices go? And how often do you get together and play?
Not enough, really. And we started out. It was once. Our target originally was to play once a month, and sometimes that would be once every 6 weeks or 7 weeks, or sometimes we'd do every 3 or 4 weeks or something, and. We've been playing more recently, so, you know, we'll see how, you know, much tolerance we have for this together, but it seems like a good thing.
Hey, you know, if we can bunk together for four nights,
we can do anything.
We can survive anything.
Where was this camp?
It was above the Columbia River, kind of between Multnomah Falls and Portland.
Bridalveil Falls.
Okay.
And Bridalveil, yeah.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
that away.
And it overlooks the gorge there, and it's a place called the Manuka Retreat Center, and it's really
way up on a cliff,
pretty.
Looking down. It's quite a beautiful place. Really nice.
Well, good. It was the launch of your efforts here, and we're so fortunate to have you here in the studios tonight, playing us these cool songs. And talking about collaboration and how music comes together. And you ready for something else? I see you pointing.
We're whispering behind your back.
I know. What are you saying over there? Did you want to say something?
Well, I was giving him a stock tip.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Okay, that's okay. We understand
buy low, sell high.
Well, here we are in this nice warm room. And I think we could hear another song or we could just could keep talking about all the fun you're having over. Where do you practice at, Dave's? Oh, which Dave's, by the way?
At Dave Hussey's? We practice at Dave's.
We do bounce back and forth, although Dave has been kind enough to come to my home more than I go to his, partly because he's a smart guy and he just brings two guitars and I have this instrument problem and I'm always casting them up. But tonight, for instance, I brought a guitar, a banjo, a very large Native American flute, a kind of a standard-sized Native American flute, and a Syrian goblet drum.
I'm surprised you didn't bring your octave mandolin as well.
Maybe next time.
Next time.
Yeah.
You know, you could be our studio musicians here on Between the Notes, and every 6 weeks bring your new music. So that would give you motivation to practice. And, I would be happy to have you come over and say, show us what you've got and what you've been working on. And, Dave, I see you have that beautiful Franklin. Dave Hussey, I see you have that beautiful Franklin guitar over there, too.
Dave and I were reminiscing a little bit earlier today, and that guitar is part of that reminiscence in which we first met at a music store in Sandpoint in, I'm thinking it was 1978, but I'm not quite sure.
And that's right.
It was a place called Guitar's Friend. It was tucked up on North 5th Street, north of Serva-Burger. That's how people knew how to get there.
Serva-Burger was still there?
Serva-Burger was just built just
was there
about
then?
That time.
Oh,
and this
goodness.
Was 1978, and then later, about 1981, Dave was working at the store and I was a customer. And then 1981, I was managing the store, and Dave and his ex-wife and another couple had formed a band called Rapid Lightning, and they were great and did all kinds of fun music. And they became our every Friday night house band at the store. We clear out this huge room and put in, I go to the Elks Club and pack the truck with 60 folding chairs and drive them over and set them all up and we'd fill them up. We'd have between anywhere from 30 to 50 people that would come every Friday night and listen to Rapid Lightning. And then we also had acts that were touring and coming through town that would perform as well. So
those were the days.
And there was all kinds of musical instrument makers in town. Bob Givens was building beautiful guitars and mandolins. He'd moved here from Nashville. And Nick Kukich and Tom Ruthenberg moved here from Michigan with their Franklin guitar operation in late 77, and they were building guitars in a garage that was underheated, and it was a pretty Spartan existence. But this beautiful handmade instrument that I brought in tonight came out of that time period, and so it's now, what would that be, 38 years old, I guess, the guitar.
And isn't there a story behind it, you don't have to tell it, about a car involved in that guitar?
Oh, I had a car that Nick really liked, and he said, I want to buy that guitar. And of course, Nick didn't really have any real money, but he had a lot of guitars he was making. And I said, well, build me a guitar and we'll trade. And
so he wanted to buy your car, and you wanted a beautiful guitar.
It was a bright red 1967 Volvo P1800S with red leather interior. It was a beauty. And so he made this tremendous instrument. It's really a beautiful guitar. The car, I'm not sure where it is anymore.
Car and guitar sound the same.
Yeah, they rhyme.
Yeah.
You can put it in the song later.
and Nick is still building guitars in Kansas somewhere?
He was in Missouri, and I think he is now...
I do
Who
not
knows?
Know where he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I know
building.
They're high-end guitars
yes,
that are probably custom ordered by heavy-duty famous musicians.
You know, all of those luthiers who are alive and still building are doing very well. Steve Anderson was another one that was who was building some mandolins initially, I think, and then now
and guitar. He makes all manner of archtop instruments, beautiful archtop guitars.
Out of Seattle.
Yeah, he's in the Seattle area.
Robert Brook was here building guitars, and I have one of his. And but you're right, Susie. Those were fun times. Sharon, the mother of my four lovely kids and a lovely and talented artist in her own right, was and is quite a dulcimer player. And let's see, Carolyn Hatch played fiddle, and Jim Pahokey played upright bass and spoons in Rapid Lightning. And
that was fun. I bet Beth Peterson, when she came around, and Beth and Cindy probably came and played with you at your little store. Were they here at that time?
They played once. Mm-hmm. Charlie Packard played there once, and there were a couple other.
And that store turned into a co-op eventually, too.
The co-op was in the basement first.
At first, and then it moved to another building a little farther south.
Mm. Yeah. Well, those, I have to say it again, those were the days, because you can just about imagine what that felt like. Music, guitar making, just, you know, summer evenings out there with all those people. And I'm sure they were dancing, too.
Lots of dancing, and hippie bacchanalia.
And here we are, our age, talking about it.
Still being hippies.
The good old days.
With less bacchanalia.
I think we want to hear another song, fellas. Dave's Are Us, Dave Gunter and Dave Hussey here live in the studios of KRFY. Tell us what you're going to play.
Well, we're doing a little shuffling, perhaps, because we've been long-winded. Do you want to play a solo guitar piece, Dave, and then we can go on to another one of your originals?
That would be great, and I'll give you the Reader's Digest abridged version of this song, but I've worked it up recently, and it's fun, and see if you can guess the melody. Of course, we have to move the microphone.
Name that tune yesterday?
Day before yesterday. Yesterday.
By the Beatles. Oh, that was beautiful. Very sweet. I'm sad it's not the long version. I'd like to hear the long version next time. But we have more collaborative songs to get to, so just take it away, guys.
All right. Well, that Franklin guitar you were talking about, one of the pluses of Dave and I getting together is that the Franklin has come out of the case in which it's been entombed for these many years.
I exiled it for a while.
And it's just great to see, because that's sort of part of our shared cultural DNA, that whole epoch. And this guitar is certainly part of that.
Does he ever let you play it?
You know, he doesn't. He doesn't let me play his instruments. He's very... No, yes, he does. That was one of the first things when we got together, and I said, I'd like to play the Franklin.
And you have to excuse me, because I have to run for a minute, right. And you can talk, and I'll be right back.
All right. While Dave is running, I am going to, I think he needs a capo or something crazy. But I have in my lap a Syrian goblet drum, and I play that as well as a low G Native American flute on this. And this is another one of those examples of us casting about for just the right sound coloration. And this is what we came up with. This is one of Dave's, another one of Dave's fine original instrumentals called Syrian Exodus.
We can talk a little more about it after we've played it, but here it comes. Readjusting microphones here.
While you're doing that, can I, because it's radio, Dave, do you mind if I talk about the technology you've just picked up?
Oh, yeah, please do.
This Dave starts this off with a interesting handheld device that's been around for some time, since the 70s, called an e-bow. It's actually an electronic magnet that sets the string into vibration, and it sounds almost as if it's being bowed. So here's the intro to Syrian Exodus with the e-bow.
And that was Syrian Exodus, Dave Hussey, an original Dave Hussey tune with a very interesting electronic device. I forget what it was called, but that was
an e-bow,
electronic bow.
Mm-hmm.
E-bow. That was beautiful, you guys. And I love the flute coming in. It was like perfect. So you're going to tell us a little bit about that song, Dave Hussey?
Oh, well, it was something that I was, I had some minor surgery and had some fairly excellent painkillers afterwards and was laying in the, in my room, just laying down and thinking about an event that I had read about that day, which was one of the first. This was November of a year and a half ago now. The first huge wave of Syrian refugees that were leaving. And I had this image of these people, and I actually wrote down a 4 or 5 pages of kind of poetic lyrics that started that idea. But then I went to my guitar the next day and started working it out, and that's what kind of came out. So that's it.
That was beautiful. Okay, I think we should just keep moving on.
Why don't we all play a little ditty here for you? This is not an original, but it's in a style I have loved for years and years. And thanks to a fellow by the name of Fiddlin' Red Simpson, actually got going on it, clawhammer style banjo. And right now I'm in a tuning that's a modal tuning for the banjo. And down in the South, they call this sawmill tuning. But it's got a particular sound, and so I'll just play snippets of a couple of old-time clawhammer tunes and let you get a feel for what this does.
Now, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Well, obviously traditional pieces, but back in the recesses of my mind somewhere, I was thinking about a recording, the Quicksilver Messenger Service, the underground rock band in the 60s did. And it was a song of, let's see, Down in Shady Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Was that part of it?
Shady Grove was the bookend on that. And
the lyric went, where all the pigs have tails from the rock band.
Yeah. Down in Shady Grove.
Down in Shady Grove.
That's an old traditional song,
isn't
it?
It is. Yeah. The one right after that was called Cluck Old Hen, another traditional. Uh-huh. And then there was...
Little Sadie?
Little Sadie. Yeah.
Wow, good memories there. This is 88.5 KRFY, and this is Between the Notes, and I'm Susie Prez, your host, and we're here tonight with Dave Hussey and Dave Gunter, now known as Dave's R Us, and they're playing some original tunes. This is really fun. We have time for just about one more song, maybe after we talk a little bit more. Maybe two?
Oh, I bet you we could squeeze in both of these.
Okay, let's go for it, because
we'll
this is fun. These are
right on.
Original tunes or interpretations of classics that two guys sitting around in their living room put together, and we get to hear it for the first time here on the radio.
That's right, and this song is called Life is a Temporary Condition. It's original. You know what? I've got the wrong guitar.
Well, that's grab the right guitar, Dave.
It's the wrong guitar.
Well, just imagine what I feel like with with dozens of surrounded by dozens of instruments. I've done that before.
It's the wrong instrument.
It's
the wrong
a disorienting feeling.
When you wake up every day, just be grateful you have instruments in your house that you can play.
That's right.
You guys get to play music. How
right.
fortunate is that?
We'll
here
try
we go.
This again.
New guitar. And what was the name of that, Dave?
Life is a temporary condition.
Life is a temporary condition. We're going to go right into the next song because we have just about 4.5 minutes left before we close it out.
All right. This is a original Bridges Home tune. This one is called Grinding Stone, and it was inspired by a grinding stone at a Mandan village in Bismarck, North Dakota. Not too far from what's going on with Standing Rock. So this is for all of our brothers and sisters standing tall and standing strong at Standing Rock. Thank you.
That was beautiful, very almost haunting, but beautiful. And yes, a shout out to our brothers and sisters at Standing Rock, protecting the water. What an important thing they're doing, and standing out there in the winter and still doing it. So, well, thank you, Dave Hussey and Dave Gunter, for coming in tonight and joining us and sharing your stories and this original music and your collaboration. You really shared it with us tonight, and it was really fun to have you here at 88.5 KRFY on Between the Notes.
Fun to be here. Dave's been a buddy for many, many years, and it's fun to be making music with him.
It sounds, Dave, yeah?
Oh, we're having a good time, and it's like sitting around in our living room most of the time and playing, so.
What better thing to do, right, as far as, you know, at this point in time in our lives in our world, to play music. Just keep doing it. That's all I can say. And I want to remind our listeners that you can stream this and all KRFY programs, that or most of them, at least, on our website at krfy.org. Go to podcast and look up Between the Notes, and you can listen to this show again. And we want to thank you for listening. And if you are, you know, someone who might want to be a guest on the show, give us a call at 265-2992. And up next is Audio Jack with Norwestern. It features local and regional music. That's always a nice two-hour interlude. Also, we have we hope you have a wonderful evening. Oh, I wanted to say something about what you're going to hear here for just... Oh, you're not going to hear it. Good evening. Have a nice night.
This is KRFY 88.5 Ponderay.